Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 89 verse 34. Psalm 89 verse 34. We are going to read it together. And so if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Now tell somebody, be very alert spiritually, because something is going to drop on your life. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it together? Psalm 89 verse 34. One go. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Praise the Lord. We are talking about more testimonies. Part one. More testimonies. Part one. Please take your seat. 2025 is our year of more. And this is the major conference that starts that year. It's such a blessing that we are opportune to be here. The scripture we have read is telling us what the realm of God is. What the picture is when you are talking about the realm of God. And he says, in the realm of God, certain variables are at play there. One is the covenant. My covenant will I not break. So God can break his covenant, but he decides not to break it. And he says he will not break it. But that covenant is a reality there. My covenant. Praise the Lord. And what is a covenant of God? Covenant God is talking about is the word that he has instituted, which the Bible says is exalted above his name. His promises, his covenants, his commands, statutes. I mean, the word that governs his operation, even though he is a sovereign Lord. And he says that the one that he has said to us and said to himself, he will not break. And he will also not alter the thing that is gone out of his lips. So, we know that the things that were spoken by God were what were written. Those were the things that became the, for want of better word, binding laws that God operates with, which he refers to as his covenant. He says he will not break it and he will not alter it. So the covenant is breakable. It's just that he's decided that he won't break it. And the covenant is also alterable. So breaking it means he's setting it aside completely. Altering it also means he's making changes of it. So he can do that because he's sovereign. But he's decided that he's not going to do that. And in all of that, he puts it at the doorstep of what his lips are permitted to say or not to say. So what he said became his covenant. That's why you read Hebrews. It talks about the fact that by these two immutable things, by which God, who cannot lie, because he says that when a matter is there's a contentious matter and one swears, then the matter is settled. That swear means he's spoken about it. So once someone speaks, you know, then the matter is settled, especially if he invokes God. So God speaks and then the word is established. It becomes a covenant. Even though he can alter it, he decides that he's not going to alter it. But if he were to alter it, it would be by the power of his lips. That simply tells you that God is mindful about what his lips say. It also tells you that the reason why you and I are encountering testimonies upon testimonies, blessings upon blessings, preservations, and all that has been said by God, the reason why they do come to pass and they never fail is that God is mindful about what he says with his lips. So even in the realm of God, an important channel for maintaining the covenant and fulfilling the covenant is the usage of the lips of God. Because if God were to, and again, advisedly for want of better word, were to make a mistake, to say anything contrary to what he has said before, that will become the established norm. So he's mindful about what he says. That's why there was a time that he wanted to really destroy his people, and Moses went to him, he said, see, if you say it, it will happen. But please don't say it. Even though your heart is indicting the matter, please don't say it. Because if you don't say it, it will not find expression. And Bible says that God repented of the thing. Are you here at all? Now, so the testimonies you and I, we receive, they emanate from the covenant that is before God. His plan, his will, the things that he speaks into being from time to time, or he's spoken into being, which is settled. And from time to time, he causes them to function in phases. He speaks them into being and they get established. He also created us in his image. So when God wants to see more happenings on the earth, he speaks based on the covenant. He says, be fruitful, prosper, live long, let it up. It comes out of his lips. Praise the Lord. The righteous man also has a lip. In Proverbs 16 verse 13, we are created in the image and after the likeness of God. And he says that the lips are the delight of kings. He said, righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. So there is something called righteous lips. And as we will learn in the course of this conference, you can assume different kinds of lips. Tonight is not the night for it. But there can be a lot of lips that you can assume. And one of those lips is a righteous lip. Praise the Lord. Or you are tempting me to show you some of them. Okay, I can mention a few of them. Praise the Lord. There is what is called the uncircumcised lips. You can have an uncircumcised lips. Exodus chapter 6 verse 12. Then there is also the flattering lips. All of these ones have got what they do and what the implications they bring on the destiny of a person. Flattering lips can be found in Psalm 12 verse 2 to 4. Then there's the feigned lips. Psalm 17 verse 1. Then there's the lying lips. I'm sure you've heard of that one. In Psalm 31 verse 8. Then there's also the joyful lips. May you have a joyful lip. Psalm 63 verse 5. Then there is the perverse lips. You would hear, you know. Perverse lips. Perverse generation has a perverse lips. And perverse lips can be found in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 24. Then there's the lip of the strange woman. That will entice somebody to just kill them like that. Proverbs chapter 5 verse 3. Then there is what is called the truthful lips. May you have a truthful lip in Jesus' name. In Proverbs 12:19 in the ESV, it talks about the truthful lips. Praise the Lord. Look at that. It said, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. The lip of truth shall be established. So when you want to establish your destiny for the longer haul, what you deploy is a lip that operates with the truth, speaks to the word of God. We will delve into it very deeply another time when we have opportunity. Then there is a wise lip. Yeah, in Proverbs chapter 15 verse 7. Proverbs 15, 7, it says that the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. It's too powerful. So when somebody has a wise lip, what comes out of the mouth of that person is knowledgeable. I love this thing. Then there's a righteous lip, which I just mentioned to you. Are you satisfied already? These are a few, but we'll get deeper into it. So in Proverbs 16, 13, it talks about the righteous lips. It said, righteous lips are the delight of kings. So, the way that you bring delight, pleasure, good things into your lives, into your life, is to assume a righteous lip. And you don't buy it because when you are born again, you have it. It's just to be conscious about it and activate it. The righteous lives. It says that, and they love him that speaketh right. Which means that the righteous lives speak spiritual right things or things that are spiritually right. And they bring delight to the destiny of the person who uses that lip. You can give us some other translation, ESV, NIV, NASB. Just be giving us some translation. Let's just eat a little bit from here. And may you have a righteous lip in Jesus' name. It says, righteous lips are the delight of kings. And he who speaks right is loved. So, when you have a righteous lip, you don't speak anyhow. He said, kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth. Honest lips. He said, the king is pleased with words from righteous lips. God himself, the king, when you speak like that, he said, that's a correct guy. Good leaders cultivate honest speech. So, you as a child of God, you are the, God is your ultimate leader, but here on earth, you are the CEO of your life. And there is, the word used there is that you have to cultivate. That cultivation is not an automated happening. It's something that you consciously learn, a skill that you build. It's a faith that you develop. Are you here with me at all? You cultivate the way to speak righteously and the way to speak well. If you want to see testimonies upon testimonies in your life, it cannot just be that you pray one way and speak another way. Because for the covenant to work the way we know it has to work, God says that he will not alter it with his lips. So you can make a lot of alterations to your destiny if you don't know how to speak. If you don't know how to use your lips. And I dare say that this generation is a by heart talking generation. It's anyhow talking generation. Once we are not happy, we start talking. But we are going to delve into the matter. We just start saying all manner of stuff. Look at Psalm 66 verse 14. Tonight is going to be Psalm 66 verse 14 says that, can you go to verse 12? Let's just read from verse 12. It says that, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Verse 13, it says, I will go into the house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. He said, which my lips have uttered. The vows which my lips have what? Uttered. And my mouth has spoken when I was what? In trouble. So, to come out of trouble, Psalmist says that he made a vow. And the establishment of that vow was on the grounds that his lips had uttered them. And because his lips had uttered them, he was bound to what his lips had made or had said. I want to submit to you that you will stay in trouble if you do not respect your lips. Because this guy is telling us that he's coming, he's negotiating his way out of trouble by the channel of his lips. The vow that my lips have uttered, I am going to make sure that I'm going to honor it so that I come out of trouble. So, you don't come out of trouble. Informed way of speaking. Uninformed way of using your lips. You are using your lips to your hurt. I don't want to quote the scriptures. You already know that a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. Life, death and life. Right? Oh, put that one aside. There is a way that you can speak unadvisedly. Unadvisedly means that you are speaking like a foolish person. That's, you speak out of emotions than out of, you see, look at that, he said that, because they provoked his spirit. And so you see that this speaking
unadvisedly is coming from the place of the spirit of the person, but it's not controlled. It's more emotional than spiritual. And because they are not, they are provoked. They are speaking anyhow. Unadvisedly means that you are speaking without thinking. You are not giving a deep thought to what you are saying. And many people cannot bridle their tongue. And when your tongue is out of control, your life cannot stay in check. Your life will stay out of control when your tongue goes out of control. If you want to control what happens in your life, control your lips. Tell somebody, control. I can't hear you now. Say control. Tell somebody, talk to some two people by your side. Say that if you want your life to do well, control your lips. Speak advisedly. Praise the Lord. Now, prophesy to tell somebody that from today, don't speak unadvisedly. That means that, tell them, that means that, think before you speak. Think very deeply. Think scripturally before you speak. Don't speak anyhow based on your disappointment, your frustration, the emptiness of your pocket. Am I talking to somebody here at all? From today, I pray for the grace and the wisdom that you will speak advisedly with your lips. That amen can be louder than it is now. Why? People can just say anything, anytime, anyhow. And it is clear in the Bible that God created by speaking, by the use of his lips, proper use of the lips. You see, your lips can speak knowledge or based on knowledge. In Job chapter 33 verse 3, Job 33 verse 3, and we are going somewhere. He said, my words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. My lips shall what? My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart. I'm not going to let my heart be in one place and my words in another place. And going forward, he said, my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Now, the Bible is so clear. It's so, you know, cautious to say the lips will utter knowledge clearly. Knowledge clearly means that, one, the speaker is speaking based on what is written in the word of God. Not the fact, he's speaking the truth. He's speaking based on the promises of God. He's speaking from an educated lip. You see, when you see a Christian whose lip has been educated, you will see it and hear by what they say. And then you can also have a Christian who has been in church for a long time with an uneducated lip. And you see that those two lives will have Jesus, but one will be more beautiful than the other. The uneducated lip will be looking ugly with Jesus inside, with very bad things happening around. And then the educated lip will have the real picture of what Jesus wants to see in the lives of his children. You make a choice. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Knowledge clearly means that I will speak the promises of God without any ambiguity. With knowledge clearly means that I will not speak to confuse the direction of my destiny. Knowledge clearly means that I will not expect promotion and be murmuring stagnation. I will not expect prosperity and be saying that poverty is all over the place. There is a way your lips can confuse the things that happen around your destiny. Because you are created. When you say that, I saw the crocodile going to Kakum, what do you mean? Who was going to Kakum? Are you the one going to Kakum? Who was going to Kakum? Or it was a crocodile going to Kakum? You cannot confuse life like that. Speak with clarity of thought. Speak knowledge. Don't use any misrelated constructions. No ambiguities here and there. If you are speaking, speak based on knowledge. If the Bible said, I'm blessed, I'm speaking based on what the Bible said, because I am knowledgeable of what God has for me on his table. And I speak that, I don't speak my experiences. I speak to the knowledge of what is on the table of God for me, not the thing that I'm experiencing in my body or around me. Am I talking to somebody at all? If you speak to your experiences, you will create ambiguity for your destiny. That's why I say that there are no boys around and you want to marry. What an ambiguity. Where are the boys? The boys can never come out. Because we call the things that be not into being as though they were. That is speaking by knowledge. Are you here at all? You know, if you want the marriage, don't say, baby, they're jammy and family. Hey, you are confusing angels in the spirit. You are confusing yourself. You are confusing everywhere. The whole atmosphere is becoming confused. Ask somebody, have you been confusing the atmosphere? And creating ambiguity for your destiny? Tell somebody, speak knowledge clearly. Speak based on the word of God. The promises of God. Speak based on what the plan of God is for your life. In Proverbs chapter 5 verse 2, look at that. Proverbs 5 verse 3 says that thou mayest regard discretion. Discretion is needed. And that thy lips may keep knowledge. To speak knowledge, to speak to the promises of God, I must say that it's not an easy matter. Because things can press you in a way that you will speak to your environment based on what you see, what you feel, what you hear, and all that's happening around you, more than what's on the table of God for you. That is why it says that thou mayest regard discretion. You need discretion, understanding, wisdom, insight. You need to be spiritual. You need to have a certain mind to be able to let your lips keep knowledge. The Bible said, be fruitful and multiply. When you are having miscarriages, God forbid, in this house, you have to stick, let your lips keep the fruitfulness. Keep that by his stripes I am healed. Let your lips keep it. That is exercising discretion. A person who is not exercising discretion will be speaking and be telling, I had miscarriage. Oh, I've been having miscarriages all the time. When I get pregnant, I miscarry. But the one who is exercising discretion, regardless of the miscarriage, will be speaking, keeping knowledge. I'm about to have my twins. It's discretionary. Are you married? It's on the way coming. Exercising discretion. Am I talking to somebody now? Did you get a visa? Oh, yes. When are you going? The season will arrive. You exercise discretion, so you don't say, they've been bouncing me, sir. I don't know the British High Commission crowd. What is wrong with them? Every time I go, they bounce me. Every time I go, they bounce me. Every time you are putting every time I go on the matter for you to be bounced. Speak with discretion. Let your lips keep knowledge. There is no demon in this life greater than your God. There is no curse in this life stronger than the blessing of God upon your life. Let your lips keep the blessing. Keep the knowledge. Speak to the word of God. Speak to what God has said he will do in your life. And your life will never be the same. Don't be speaking anyhow, because anyhow it's happening around you. We belong to a different kingdom. We have different resources. Proverbs 8:6. Look at that. Reiterating the matter. In 8:6, he said, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things." I will speak of excellent things. If you will speak, except you won't speak. But if you really want to speak, don't speak foolish things. And it is not every question that requires an answer. Especially if that answer is not going to benefit you in any way. Defer the answer. You can plead the fifth. In America, they say, "I plead the fifth." That means I have the right not to talk. But as for some people, answer before the question lands. I will speak of excellent things. The things that are excellent, the things that are glorious, things that I want to see, they are the things I'm going to speak about. Excellent things. Great marriage. Great ministry. Crowd everywhere. Members everywhere. Souls everywhere. Light everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Is God talking to somebody now? Great things. I will speak of excellent things. And look at what he said. He said, what it means is that when I open my mouth, I will speak right things. Right things. When you are angry, what do you say? When you are not happy, what do you say? When you come under pressure, and boy, pressure will come. When you come under pressure, what do you say? Some people come under pressure and they sentence themselves to perpetual suffering. But he says that I will speak of excellent. That's when I open my mouth, real estate. When I open my mouth, millionaire in dollars. Praise the Lord. When I open my mouth, my investment is growing. Regardless of the economy, my lot is good. I open my mouth. Write things. At the opening of my lips. Don't just open your lips and say wrong things. When you open, if you want to see more testimonies, when you open your lips, speak the things that are right. That will either support the structure of your testimonies or produce the testimony straight away. Because there's a spiritual infrastructure that the righteous child of God has that can make them to activate the testimonies of God here on earth. You already have it. You can use that. You see, the car that we use to transport people for life, you can use it for bad things. You can use the car for armed robbery. You can use the car to kill people. You can use the car to, do you understand? Then you can also use it to transport people to where they are going, to have a comfortable life, to sell your things, to live a good life. It depends on what you want to use that infrastructure for. But the death and the life here, it's been given power in your members. You decide whether you want to speak right things or wrong things. Everything you say is allowed. The question is it going to be beneficial to your destiny? That's why no matter the complaint you come with, there's a solution in God. I tell you that, cool down, it is done. That it is done. I understand it's an infrastructure I have in the spirit. When I say it is done, I'm not even encouraging you. I'm speaking something and I will get there. I'm releasing something into the spiritual atmosphere. You feel it's a conversation. But for me, it's a decree that must run and bring the solution. But you feel as though, Pastor Cry told me that I should not worry. Everything is going to be fine. That everything is going to be fine is speaking clearly by knowledge. Speaking clearly, knowing that my lips have been anointed, that whatever I say that enters is yes. That is what he's going to do it. So for more testimonies to happen, you learn to use your lips and you speak with knowledge. Proverbs 10:32. Proverbs 10:32 says, "The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable." We have said, speak excellent things. Again, speak acceptable things. The lips of the righteous, he knows what is acceptable. What is acceptable by society. What's acceptable by your womb. Acceptable by the age you have attained to. Praise the Lord. But the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. Nonsense. Bad things. And you have the lips of the righteous man. What are the acceptable things you want to see in your life now? I'm accepted among the brethren. Wherever I go, I'm accepted. I'm favored. Praise the Lord. It knows. It's a knowledgeable lip. It knows what is acceptable. What is on the table of God for me is that this season of my life is the best season of my life. I'm not feeling like I'm preaching to some people who came. Acceptable things. Acceptable things are not always the things that are happening. Most of the times, what's happening around you, they are unacceptable. But when you have the lip of a righteous man, you speak what is acceptable. It is required that for you to see the handiworks of God, you speak what is what? Acceptable. In 14:7, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, it says that, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Fihoko. Don't entertain a foolish man. How do you know? When you perceive that they don't have the lips of knowledge. They don't speak based on what God has planned to do in the lives of his people. Everything they say is negative and it's not in line with the will of God. He said, when you see someone like that, go away from their presence. I don't know, am I preaching or what am I doing here? It's not everybody you are allowed to be your conversation partner. Some people don't stay in their environment. Because as they are speaking these things without knowledge, it's just polluting the atmosphere. And if you are in that atmosphere, whatever is happening there can affect you. Go from the presence of a foolish man. When thou perceive, that means you must have a heart, a spirit, that perceives that this person, the spirit they used to speak is not correct. I want testimonies and I cannot be around somebody who is speaking bad things. Can we see the ESV and all those beautiful, you know, this is a, go from the presence of a ESV, just amplify, just go. It said, leave the presence of a fool. For there you do not meet words of knowledge. Leave there. Tell somebody, one of the criteria in measuring who should become your friend and destiny helper is to check whether they have a knowledgeable lips. Yeah. It doesn't matter who they are. They will maim you. You're talking to them, said, oh, we are with me, I have abortion. Wow. He said, go away from their presence. NLT. Beautiful. He said, stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge on their lips. Abomination. Whatever. You see, a foolish person is a small thing than they are cursing you. Small thing. And see, we. It can be your mother, it can be your father, it can be your uncle, it can be your boss, whatever it is. He didn't say push them away. He said, you subtract yourself, eliminate yourself, excavate yourself, evacuate. Leave their presence. Don't let them keep dumping demonic and foolish things upon your destiny. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody here now? I am declaring in the name of Jesus. You see, when I am standing here and I'm preaching and I'm making declaration, it's based on this message I'm preaching. I came here to preach on boldness. As I stood here, God told me, he said, download that one. And he said, I have come because I'm coming from the place of spiritual knowledge that declared this. So I'm declaring by knowledge that this year will not end. You will see the hand of God in your life. You see the handiworks of God in your life. Whatever will not allow you to go, the Lord has already made a way for you. I'm speaking by the lips of knowledge that whatever is on the plan of God for you this season of your life, it will come to pass. You will see the manifestation of testimonies. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus. The same way he said, leave the presence of someone who speaks foolishly. Stay and stick to the presence of one who speaks advisedly. Speaks based on the word of God, on the prophetic word of God to activate your destiny. And I'm declaring that if God, who has favored us in this conference and has favored you before the year will come to an end, may you record your own testimony. Presence of knowledge. Somebody is going to explode in business here. Sicknesses are going to be far away from somebody. I'm speaking here. Wherever you have not seen favor yet, you are not going to just see favor. You are going to see double honor. You are going to see open doors that men will not understand. I'm not hearing the amen of some people. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. One more time, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. I'm declaring that wherever your destiny helper is, may God push them into your life. Your helpers are going to appear with the speed of light, and you will see the power of God in your life. That project you have been waiting for, I declare in the name of Jesus, you already have it in Jesus' name. Oh, I see millionaires here. Millionaires here. May God give you so much wealth, so much prosperity by the work of your hands and by favor that you will not have room enough to contain in the name of Jesus. Receive favor for now and years to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Please take your seat. In Psalm 45 verse 2, the reason why you have to speak with knowledge is because thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Say, God has poured grace, anointing unto my lips. Say, I carry grace on my lips for favor, for open doors, for blessings. He said, you are beautiful. You are fairer than the children of men. You have an advantage. Why? Because you have grace. Grace on your lips. Knowing how to use the grace on your lips gives you an advantage over your contemporaries. Gives you an advantage over things, gives you an advantage in life. And he says that therefore God has blessed thee forever. It produces blessings that will give you an advantage in life. That grace on your lips. I don't know any other place God has put grace, but tonight we are focusing on the grace on your lips. How come God in his wisdom has put so much grace on your lips for you to obtain favor that will give you advantage in life, blessings in life, and you have decided to bogus that grace, to suffer? That simply means that you walk outside the borders of favor and outside the borders of practical blessing when you misappropriate your lips. Because there's grace. And when you are misappropriating that grace, it cannot give you advantage. But ordinarily, by the arrangement of God, by God's own spiritual architecture, there is grace for your race. And that grace is on your lips. It said, you shall decree a thing. It is even God. God has already decreed. You shall decree that I am rich. He said, it is finished. Let the poor say, I am. You decreed. Let me see the devil that will defeat that grace. That's why, no matter what is happening around you, what you say is what is important. A man shall be condemned or acquitted by the words of his lips. Grace is poured on your lips. What the witches and the powerful people are doing doesn't matter. If you don't condemn yourself, you will not be condemned. If you acquit yourself by speaking well, you shall be acquitted. Many people have used a lip full of grace to enter the grave. Instead of operating in their high places, you wrote one exam. It didn't go well. He said, I know I'm a failure. Everything I do doesn't work. Wow! Wow! Look at someone say, wow! There is always an advantage for taking a step, making a move of faith. And tonight, for physically making a move here, may God repay you with a testimony. May you see grace at work in your life. Say, grace is on my lips. One more time, one more time. Say, I have grace. Grace means anointing. Say, I have anointing. Grace means the power of God to work. Say, I have the power of God, the hand of God that works miracles upon my lips. Say, my lips are more powerful than my head, more powerful than my brain, more powerful than my hand. Say, I have grace on my lips, and therefore I obtain advantage by favor through the blessing of the Lord. That means that by the grace of God upon your lips, when you speak, the blessings of God are activated, and the blessings give you favor to have an advantage in everything that you find yourself doing. It's a vehicle. Say, it's working. One more time. Say, it's working for me. Say, I know no lack. I know no defeat. I know no smallness. Say, no principality is able to scatter what God has given me. I am not going to be defeated. Indestructible. I'm indestructible. I'm not wastable. Say, I carry grace. The Bible says, when men shall say there is a casting down, because there is grace on your lips, you shall say, he didn't say God will say, he said, I'll put the grace. That's why when Jesus was sitting in the boat, and the storms came up against them and they woke him up, he said, why did you people disturb my sleep? Why did you people disturb my sleep? He said, where is the grace that was given you? He spoke and everywhere became calm. And they said, wow. Even his words. What manner of man is this? See, grace makes you a different person. Are you here at all? A different manner of person. Some people are mannerless because they are natural. But when you are in the spirit, you are a different breed, a different species. Grace makes you a different kind of person. What the world has not seen before, with grace, you begin to operate in that dimension. From today, may your gender never limit you. May being a child of God who has received the grace of God, may you begin to see advantage, see favor, encounter blessings. That amen is not coming out at all. Is this a conference we find ourselves in? If I were you tonight, when I stand up and I get home, I'll start speaking. I am bigger than I've ever imagined. I'll start speaking. Everywhere is mine. I will have property in prime areas. I'm marrying. I'm having my children. Am I talking to somebody here? Too powerful. Grace. Talk to two people. Tell them there's grace on your lips. Use it. Use it appropriately. Advisedly. Come on now. Talk to about three more people now. Tell them that the grace on your lips, the grace is begging. for proper usage. Shakalapa katalapa. Sebre de keteke. Elemeko seprenos. Zelia klosiva. Praise the Lord. Does somebody have grace now? Are you sure you see grace? Eledo baraza. Kostele prenige. Entele melekete. You see, what you say is very important. In Deuteronomy 31 verse 19. I'll drop it here and then we'll continue, God willing, tomorrow. If God gives us the release. He said, now therefore write ye the song for you. And teach it the children of Israel. He said, write it. He said, put it in their mouth. That this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. He said, write ye the song for you. Teach it the children of Israel. Put it in their mouth. Put it in their mouth. So that it shall become a witness before God. What you say with your mouth, what you sing with your lips, they become a witness before God on what should happen in your life. Some of you are saying, I'm waiting for my car, and the witness has been that you can never have a car because you have been singing poverty and carelessness for a very long time. That has become a witness before God against you. Why don't you speak that you will marry the greatest man on earth? Why don't you speak that your wife will be the nicest? They also are saying, a man in I are before. So I will say, you know, hey, and Emery, a juma without sleeping with you. Wow. And Emery, open me by chawa dia wabra. On say, open one die. What mind do you have? What kind of mind? The witness before God is that you have not accepted testimonies without some conditionalities. So anytime it's even in the heart of a good person to do good, once you appear, that conditionality stands as a witness against you. Even if it's a righteous person, says, ah, so yes, he ain't a dancer, because that is the witness before God against you. You have been singing it. Tell somebody, change your song. No wonder the Lord says, sing a new song. Tell somebody, that bad song and old song you have been singing, start singing a better one and a new song. Can you stand up and be active as we are all active? Tell somebody, start singing a new song. My song every day. Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer to thee. And then you'll be singing that everywhere is mine. Everywhere I go, doors are opening unto me. You'll be singing that anointing goes ahead of me. You'll be singing that helpers have been aligned unto me. You'll be singing a new song. Are you here at all? You'll be singing, do something new in my life. Something new. My God. Something new
in my life. Oh Lord.
You'll be singing a new song.
Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new.
Tell somebody more testimony. Tell somebody more testimonies. More testimony. You'll be singing.
Do something.
Tell somebody more testimonies. More testimonies. Tell somebody more testimonies. Tell somebody you are too diplomatic for what God is doing. Don't try to create any special thing for yourself. Flow in the anointing. Sing a new song. I am favored. Favored above everything. He's working for my good. I am walking in victory. Shagalaba. I am favored.
Favored above everything.
That's a new song you'll be singing.
It's working for my God.
Is God talking to somebody
you
here?
You can call me favor.
Yeah. Lift your hands. Say, I'm favored. I am favored. I am
favored above everything. Because it's working for my good. I am walking in victory.
Oh, I am favored.
I am favored above everything. Because it's working for my good. You can call me favored.
Somebody say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Tell somebody, sing a new song, sing a new song.
I am favored.
Sing a new song.
Favored.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song of more testimonies. Listen, if you're a child of God, there is nothing like impossibility. Speak in tongues. Pray and declare. With a knowledgeable lips. Keeping knowledge, speaking excellent things. Speaking the right things. I refuse to be a tenant 2 more years of my life. I refuse to be at this level 6 more months of my life. Shaka pata laba. I can never wither. I will never be fruitless. I am fruitful. I will see my fruit. You sell excellent things. You keep knowledge in your lips. Walking in victory. No more failure.
I am favored above everything.
It's
working for my good.
I am favored.
You can call me.
I am favored.
Can
you say I'm favored? I'm favored. I'm favored.
Favored above everything.
I am favored. Shudabalagadaba. Come on, get
involved. I am walking in victory. I am walking.
Prophesy
in
favor. Prophesy.
I am favored.
Prophesy favor.
I am favored above everything.
Prophesy, open doors.
It is working for my good.
Shalagabagadabalagada.
It is working for my good. It is working for my good.
Open your mouth and prophesy.
Baby, I am favored above everything. It's working for my God. I am walking in victory.
Yeah.
I am walking in my high places. I am favored. Favored above everything. It is working for my God. You can call me favored. The lights are falling.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some people just stand and pray and pray. You don't even know the head or tail of the prayer. Your lips must keep knowledge. If you want to see answers, pray, speak excellent things. There's no blessing in having an outlook of a very sad person. God is not sad. There's grace on your lips. Anything you are not happy about, it says, I have put grace on your lips. You can use it to turn it around. You are not waiting for Pastor Francis to turn it around for you. Grace has been poured on your lips. Turn it around. Do what? Can I use today's language to tell you? Serve yourself. You are in the kitchen, you are hungry, don't die. Because the chef is not there. Because the maid is not there. Serve yourself. Serve yourself. You have the right to eat. Serve yourself. All things are ready on the table. Serve yourself. That visa, serve yourself. It's not in the hand of the officer there. It's in your hands. Serve yourself. I have 5-year visa. I have 10-year visa. I have 1-year visa. I have the visa. No man will refuse me. Serve yourself. I'm going to marry, and in the very first 1 year, I'll be pregnant. I will have my child. Are you here at all? Am I talking to somebody here? Serve yourself. If you are waiting for me to raise a prayer that will make you bind the principality, go home. You are serving. Use your that grace on your life is to make your life comfortable. Is to make you walk in ease. Some dollars are coming your way. Grace has been given to you. Are you here at all? Be active in this atmosphere. He said, when the person is not speaking with knowledge, leave their presence. But when I'm standing in revelation like this, speaking with knowledge, be active and be collected. Receive revelation as I'm speaking. Yes, receive revelation. That cancer has no right to enter your body. Because you carry grace and you have used your lips to create wholesomeness in your body. I don't know what sickness can dwell in your body after tonight. When you have said that, I am healed, I am well, I'm perfect. That devil is a liar. I don't know the excellent things you are believing God for. I don't know the right things you need to say. My right things are different from yours. Open your mouth. Speak of the things you want to see. Speak of the things you want to see. For you a place, a place. Speak. Come on, somebody speak. My excellent God things. Excellent things. Give me Psalm 141 verse 3. Speak. Psalm 141 verse 3. Keep saying. Speak excellent things. Excellent things. Excellent things. Shekola parakata. Ikata lava kapa. Isola gaba lagada. Isola kepete kete. Shaka la pakata kata. The excellent things you are speaking. Lines are falling unto you in pleasant places. You are having a goodly inheritance. The enemies you see this day, you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. The sicknesses of Egypt, you shall see them no more. Open your lips. My God will turn all your mourning into joy. I hear God saying, says that, declare upon my people, explosion of testimonies everywhere. In fact, the real phrase God spoke to me is that testimonies everywhere. You didn't catch that revelation. You didn't catch it by the Spirit. The Lord said, he said, declare testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies. Everybody pay attention here. Everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies. Everywhere you turn to. Testimonies. Testimonies. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Everywhere you go.
city, children everywhere. Jesus. Testimony in the Red Sea. Testimony before the Jordan. Testimony before Jericho. Testimony everywhere. Receive your testimony. Sicknesses are jumping out. Growth are melting. Growth are melting. Pain is disappearing. Hey, 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 hey. The issue of blood is drying up. Testimonies. Miracles. Testimonies. Promotions. Open doors. Gifts, gifts, gifts. Gifts everywhere. Receive it. Gifts everywhere. Favor everywhere. Somebody pray. Prophesy. Favor everywhere. Yes, yes, yes. Help us everywhere. Help us everywhere.
I'm walking in abundance.
Financial transfers everywhere.
Testimonies.
Before the close of tomorrow.
Everywhere.
Transfer. Financial transfers everywhere.
Testimonies.
Financial breakthroughs. Receive it.
More
testimonies.
More
money.
More
favor. More openings. You come from nowhere, but God is giving you testimony. Everywhere, not only in Ghana, all over the world, all over the place. Testimonies everywhere. Shata patata lava. Ieleke petera.
We have our testimonies in Jesus' name. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies.
Speak it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere is responding to you.
Everywhere.
Testimonies are responding to you everywhere. Receive that favor. That grace is not just on your lips. It's on your life. Everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Can you take 2 more minutes? Speak in the spirit. Pray. Under 24 hours. I will see miracles. Some of you watch your phones. There is a testimony already on your phone, in your mail. A miracle has happened. A healing has happened. Wherever you are sick, put your hand there. A miracle has happened.
Divine healing is here.
Sola papa rakapata. Rising up. Somebody is receiving a testimony. Good news. Good news. Receive it. Good news. Receive it. Yes.
Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies.
Lift your phone. Lift your phone. Take your phone. Your phone and your bag. Take it. Raise your phone. Hold your bag and raise your phone. You are receiving a testimony. Open your mouth and pray. I'm receiving that good news. Your bag is represented. Your life, your account, your career. Good things are entering your way. That contract. That joy. Me. Hey. That door is opening. release. Open your mouth and pray.
It is done.
Any payment you must receive,
it is done.
It's released before the end of the year. It's released. It's released. That market is open unto you. That client is calling you. That partner is calling you. That door is opening. Somebody pray. Your testimony will be loud. It shall be loud. It shall be loud. It shall be loud. You will not go empty-handed. You will not go empty-handed. Shekepete. Lekwapata. 2 more minutes. Open your mouth. 2 more minutes. Your life is turning around. Your life is turning around. Shakapata. Ilakapatata. Kolabagaba. Sholagabada. There is no request on your lips. Request on your lips that will not come to pass. Every request on your lips will happen, will come to pass. Itolabaha, Ishadabaha, Kepara. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Testimonies. Receive it. Receive it. Receive.
Shalagabadaga. Of abundance. It's your season of favor.
My God.
Your season.
Yes.
Of promotion.
Promotion.
Your season.
Yes.
Of open doors.
Open doors.
Your season.
Jesus.
Of greatness.
Greatness.
Your season.
Season.
Of favor.
Ay, ay,
your season.
My God.
Of uplifting.
Le para la la.
Le
para la la.
Le
para la la.
It's your season.
A good thing is entering your back. It's entering your account. It's entering your life. It's entering your home. It's entering your business. Take it.
Your time.
Your
time. It's your season.
My God.
Your season.
Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Supernatural help. Supernatural help. Supernatural help. Ayapakapatakata. Sulegebegete. Sholegebede. Itelebelegede. Sulabalagada. Shabaha.
It's your season. More testimonies are coming your way. More testimonies are coming your way.
In the next 24 hours, may your phone begin to ring. May your phone receive that message. Your email will knock everywhere. In the next 24 hours, testimonies everywhere on your phone. Good news everywhere on your phone. Your bag shall be filled. Your account shall be filled. Your home shall be filled. Your house will be filled. Testimonies everywhere. In your office, in your neighborhood, in your city, in your nation, your continent. May you become a household name. Testimonies everywhere. May your name be called testimony. 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 Testimonies everywhere.
Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies.
Miracles everywhere.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.